Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of overcoming worry, care, and anxiety in your life. You must realize that worry, care, and anxiety is a subtle thing that comes from the devil, a subtle attack from Satan, designed to steal, kill, and destroy, take the word out of your heart, and stop the production of that word in you. God wants you to let go of all worries, cares, and anxieties by casting them on the Lord. When you let go of every worry, care, and anxiety, you enter into really trusting in the Lord as you learn to pray His Word. We saw that the Greek word for care is the word merimna, which means to draw in different directions, to divide, to tear apart, to disunite, or to differ. What is happening when you get into care, worry, and anxiety? It is drawing you in different directions because your spirit is ready to trust in the Lord. And yet the attack comes in the soul realm when you have this care, this worry, this anxiety that comes up in your mind or through your emotions, and it is dividing you, tearing you apart from your spirit, drawing you in a different direction, causing you to be in disunity and not in harmony with the spirit man. And this is important that you do not let cares, worries, or anxieties have dominion in your life. Many people say, well, I won't be full of worry or care or anxiety, but I am concerned. It's the same thing. It suggests a heaviness. You got this heaviness. You got this pressure. You got this kind of anxious sense about you, an agitated uneasiness or restlessness. This is all the same thing. You can call it anything you want, but it all comes from the same source. It's coming from the devil, and we've got to realize that it's coming to take the word out of our heart. Remember the five things that were in the parable of the sower to stop the word from producing fruit in your life? In Mark chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." You can have the word in your life, but the care about the situation comes, the worry, the anxiety. And if you let that in, it'll choke the word and you won't be fruitful. God's word will not produce fruit in your life. So we've got to deal with this care. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. What are we supposed to do? Learn to pray the Word of God and trust in the Lord. Care is going to doubt the ability of God. It is a lack of trust in God. Care, anxiety, worry, concern, and trust are opposites. You can't be in trusting the Lord in faith and at the same time having cares, worries, and anxieties. They have caused you to be in disunity. We pointed out this worry, care, anxiety begins with a thought or a feeling that comes to you. You've got to realize that the thoughts that come from the Lord are going to be in line with His Word. Anything contrary to His Word, any thought you have, any feeling, it's coming from the devil. And you must realize that this is coming to try to do a destructive work to take the Word out of your heart. In Mark chapter 4, verse 38, here's where they were in the hinder part of, Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship. He was asleep on a pillow. They woke him up and they said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Well, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. What stirred that up? It was the devil. The devil stirs up problems. Jesus has authority and he rebuked the wind and caused everything to be at peace. Praise God. And when the wind ceased, there was a great calm. And then he turned to him and he said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" You see, he was teaching them about how the Word works in their life. And he was telling them to fear not and how their faith would work for them. But they were in such fear. They were not operating according to faith. And this shows you the fact that whenever you get let care, worry, or anxiety in, it'll take you right out of the realm of faith. And you will move into the natural realm where you're going to give place to the devil. You see, worry is a deceitful trick of the devil to get you to look at the natural realm circumstances, meditate on them, and boy, when they get a hold of you in your mind and your heart, then it is going to choke the word in you, and you will not see fruit come to pass in your life. In Luke chapter 10, in verse 40, the Bible talks about Martha. Of course, there were two sisters, Mary and Martha. Remember, Mary's the one who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, the Bible says that she was cumbered about with much serving. And she came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And she was saying, don't you care? Aren't you full of anxiety and worry about this thing? Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. This is the way her life operated. She was full of care and worry and anxiety about many things. He says, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. What was the choice? Her choice was to hear the word of God and to think on the word of God. And this is what you've got to learn to do. In every situation in your life, when that fear, that care, that worry, that anxiety, that concern comes up at you, you've got to immediately run to Jesus. Run to the Word of God. Start thinking on what does the Word say about this situation. You see, that's the way you're going to deal with these temptations. How do you quench the fiery darts of the wicked one? With the Word of God. As you speak the Word, Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And with the Word of God, he quenched the attacks of the enemy. And this is so important. You've got to learn to do the same thing. Don't let that care and worry and anxiety get a hold of you. It'll run you every way, and it will cause you to be troubled about many things. It'll cause you to be full of anxiety and heaviness and all burdened down. You need to cast those cares upon the Lord. Luke 21:34, the Bible says, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares of this life. Certainly drunkenness or surfeiting, which is overeating, will cause an overcharging effect upon you. But it also says that the cares of this life will overcharge your heart. And it's important that you realize that care is a destructive thing. You should have no cares, worries, or anxieties whatsoever. It is going to overcharge your heart. You believe with your heart unto your righteousness, and you're going to pray the Word of God. You're trusting in him, but if you let care come in, it's going to bring a mixture of something destructive in your life, and it will stop you from being in faith. You know, in 2 Corinthians 11:28, the Bible talks here about how Paul said that he had to deal with the care of the churches daily. He said about how what came upon him daily was the care of all the churches, and he learned that you have to cast the cares upon the Lord. We don't want to take the cares, the worries, the anxieties. Every pastor, every person in full-time ministry that's ministering to people, you need to cast the care upon the Lord. If you take the care, the worry, the anxiety, you will be eaten up by it. You'll be full of anxiety, all burdened down. You'll be full of all this heaviness. And you'll be running this way and that way and troubled about many things. God doesn't want you to do that. You minister to the people. You love them. You give them the Word of God. You pray for them. You release the power of God to work in their life. But you've got to cast the care of the people and of the church upon the Lord. Don't let that care get upon you. That care is going to affect you and your will, your emotions, your mind. And it's going to take a toll on you if you don't cast it upon the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be full of care, worry, anxiety. Don't let any fear or anything get into you. Psalms 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be removed. Always cast your burden upon the Lord. Maybe you're afraid about finances, afraid about having lack and problems as far as needs being met in your life. The Bible says that he'll sustain you. Cast your burden, cast the care upon him. Listen to the Lord, start doing what his word says, and watch God prosper your way and meet your needs. Praise God. In Psalms 37, the Bible says in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know, when you have a situation and you're praying the word of God, the devil tries to get you into care and worry and anxiety about whether it's going to come to pass. When you do that, you just moved out of the area of trust and faith in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust in him, and know that he is going to bring it to pass. Praise God. You know, Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength." There'll be strength when you're trusting in the Lord. When you let worry, care, and anxiety, it begins to sap your spiritual strength. And furthermore, you'll lose your peace. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. That's stayed on the Word of God. That shows that you truly trust in the Lord. Don't let your mind be affected by all these negative things, cares, worries, anxieties. Remember, you've got to take your thoughts captive and bring them into obedience of Christ. You've got to cast down those thoughts and those imaginations, those mental reasonings in your mind. You know, it can just begin with a little thought, and pretty soon you can make a mountain out of a molehill and get all flustered and upset and frustrated and anxious and full of care and worry and concern. And you'll be totally out of faith, and you'll be in turmoil within yourself. And the devil's been successful. Look what he's done to you. And he's also hindered you from seeing your faith work. It's totally shut down your effectiveness of your prayer life. And the devil has won the battle in that area. You've got to learn to cast the care upon the Lord. Praise God. Don't let anything get in you and cause you to be troubled in your life. In Psalms 42, verse 5, it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." What's the answer? Hope in God. Where does hope come from? It comes from the Word. When worry, care, or anxiety or concern comes at you, think on the Word immediately. Think on what the Word says, and that will minister hope. Get the Word out. Start thinking on the Word. Meditate on that Word. That'll minister hope, the confident expectancy of what God will do in your life. And know the fact that God's there. It says, "Why are you disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." God is your help. He is your source. Start to trust in the Lord. And remember 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. It says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, because He careth for you." Cast all your cares upon the Lord. We have a tape that we're offering today on how to live free from worry and anxiety in your life. If you'd like to get it, write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, and we'll send it out. See you on the next broadcast. God bless you.